From the Qantas flight deck, this is Plain Speaking.
Welcome to Plain Speaking, where we answer some of our passengers' commonly asked questions and look into what makes Qantas one of the world's safest airlines. In this session, we'll look at some of the things you can expect to experience during a takeoff.
Hi, I'm Qantas pilot Captain Dale Newman, and in the next few minutes, I'll tell you a few things you may not already know about the takeoff. When cleared to do so by the control tower, we turn our aeroplane onto the active runway and await our takeoff clearance. Modern engines on Qantas aeroplanes are so powerful, we often don't use full engine power to take off, simply because it's not required. Problems during takeoff are very, very rare. However, you can be assured that no matter the situation, your pilots are capable of either stopping the aircraft on the runway or continuing the takeoff and returning to land safely. Every 4 months, all our pilots practice unusual takeoff situations in our routine simulator training. At Qantas, we train our pilots in simulators more frequently than is required by the authorities, simply because we wish to continually improve our pilot skills. Immediately after takeoff, we retract the landing gear. In some aeroplanes, this sounds like a short drum roll followed by a few thumps as the gear doors close, especially around the mid-cabin area. Shortly afterwards, we may also reduce engine power, mainly to decrease aircraft noise. Many passengers don't expect a power reduction at this stage, and it can feel as if the aeroplane is descending, but that is certainly not the case. When the aeroplane reaches an altitude of 300 or 900 metres, depending on the airport, we'll begin our second acceleration phase. And to do this, we retract the wing flaps, the large surfaces that move at the front and the back of the wings. As this happens, you may hear the hydraulic pumps, located beneath the mid-cabin area, operating again, returning the wing to its normal shape. Flap retraction completes the takeoff stage. At some locations, especially Qantas's home base in Sydney, we are required to level off at 1,500 metres for a short while. And this is felt and heard as a further reduction in engine power. The reason we do this is to maintain separation from aeroplanes approaching the airport, and it's not uncommon to see aircraft passing a few hundred metres above. Once we're clear of these aircraft, we resume our climb, and the engine noise once again increases. During the early stages of the climb, you can expect to see the seatbelt sign turn off. At Qantas, this is also a signal for the cabin crew to begin the in-flight service. It's worth mentioning here that the seatbelt sign is a very important one, and when it's on, everyone on board has to be in a seat with their seatbelt fastened. Not only is it a legal requirement, it's a really good idea. Even if the aeroplane isn't bumping about, we may be passing around some bad weather areas that only we in the flight deck can see, so please observe the sign at all times for your own safety and the safety of those around you. Another good idea is to always keep your seat belts comfortably fastened. That is, you might like to loosen it a little once the sign has been turned off, but please, when you're not moving about the cabin, always keep it buckled up, as we do in the flight deck. There is always the possibility of coming across a few unexpected bumps along the way. But for now, if the seatbelt sign is off, I encourage you to settle back and enjoy our superb Qantas in-flight service. I'm Captain Dale Newman. Thank you for listening, and thanks for flying Qantas, the spirit of Australia.
You've been listening to Plain Speaking.